This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy recently lathered me up and whacked away on my consumer votes. Now let's turn the old spyglass around. In a moment, we'll face off on his business record. Ted, a survey by the National Federation of Independent Business, it's well-respected too, shows that you get a miserable flunking grade on 17 key small business votes. You scored 31%. I got the A and was named a guardian of small business. We're not talking big business here, Ted. These are the mom-and-pop outfits which make up this great country. Small businesses provide 2/3 of all initial job experience for young workers. You say you're always fighting like a dog for them, Ted. Bosh. Your votes hurt small business and all the people who work for them. Businesses in my state are struggling. I try to help. Yet you continue to heap on costly regulations, requirements, and populist pandering that makes success too damn costly. You really must want to drive them over the edge, Ted. Why?
Al, you forgot one little thing, the specifics. When I criticize your voting record on consumers and the environment, I cite chapter and verse, the specific votes, where you're on the wrong side of the issue. But you didn't mention a single vote of mine that you claim is anti-small business, Al. That's probably because you can't find one. The organization that produced those voting records counted me in the wrong column because I voted for the minimum wage. They said I was wrong for supporting advance notice to workers before plants are closed. They also said I was wrong for supporting notice to workers whenever there is a high risk of disease or injury on the job. They said I was wrong for supporting unpaid leave for working mothers when a baby is born or a child is seriously ill. What's wrong with those votes, Al? They're not any small business. Workers in small firms have rights, too, and I'm proud to defend them. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Time Off for Working Mothers When a Baby is Born or a Child is Seriously Ill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.